I put it on my grave. One day we is gonna be paid. So I'ma work every day till I get the fanny straight. I get the fanny straight. Yeah. I walk in this bitch. Promethazine got me coughing and shit. Lean to my left, have a squat in this bitch. Audience lit. Heard this from Zig, now they offer me shit. Talking a bit. She wanna fuck, but I got me a bitch. She says, so what's it? I got me a bitch. Can't fuck it up, but she wants to and shit. Yeah. I walk in this bitch. Promethazine got me coughing and shit. Lean to my left, have a squat in this bitch. Audience lit. Heard them some sick, now they offer me shit. Talking a bit. She wanna fuck, but I got me a bitch. She says, so what's it? I got me a bitch. Can't fuck it up, but she wants to.
Oh my god.
Yo, salute.
Salute.
Salute. All right.
Salute. That's a good
salute. Time. Yeah, man. I fuck with it. I fuck with it.
To love and drugs?
Yeah, I guess.
To love and drugs.
Yeah, love and drugs.
What's that? That was San Jose?
Yeah. Wait, that was San Jose, right? Yeah, that was San Jose.
That shit is a vibe, bro.
Shit, baby. Look, baby. I appreciate that.
So we gotta drink the Pinot Grigio too. It can't drink nothing too gangster. It's a little too wavy for that.
That's actually good. Yeah. This is probably what I was drinking when I made that shit, to be honest.
Nah, it's that Casa Repo.
Oh yeah, I did say Casa Repo, right? Yeah, Casa Repo.
So, Listen to it. That's a good project, though. Tell us about it. Tell us about it. Why is it Love and Drugs? Why is it? You know, we already here. First of all,
yeah,
it's End Regulation Podcast,
episode 7.
Shake here.
Hello.
Yeah, Bert.
Got a special guest with us here.
Am I say is bro a guest?
Bro is a guest, bro, but he's not a guest. You guys heard him for a while.
Like this, if this nigga went in my fridge, I wouldn't question it. Like,
yeah, he can get some
that's
cool
love.
Yeah.
Like, that's love, because there be some niggas I've been cool as hell with, and those are my brothers, my family. But you don't. So you just, if you walk in their fridge, you know they mind. But hey, nigga,
come mas amigos.
Like, yeah. Nah, it's all love, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no. Word. Real shit. So, again, we got Love and Drugs. That's a new project for you. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, wait, did I say my name, Zig Love? I don't think I did, right? I probably didn't.
Well, say it again for the niggas who ain't hear you.
Yeah, for the niggas in the back. Zig Love, Ziglove. But, fucking, this Pinot Grigio was good as shit.
It's the man behind the intro, the cloth talk that every time you turn your shit on, that make you feel like
Chris Paul just hit some bullshit. What?
That's him. You see
that? Come on, bro. He just hit some bullshit.
That's your point guy. But anyway, Love and Drugs.
Oh, how much? But but Love and Drugs. So like, I think that the idea, like, you like everybody, every single human being like wants to feel love. You know what I'm saying? That's just in general, no matter whatever the fuck they doing, whether it's like,
that's facts.
whether you balling, you doing whatever, like you just like, that's a genuine feeling. And like, you can get addicted to whatever feeling that like gives you love. But for a lot of the times, like it's shit that really ain't all like good to you. Like money, fucking alcohol, fucking anything that you abuse that you can become like.
All our vices.
Yeah. Okay. All our vices.
Okay.
And it's like, those things can be drugs. And like, I was just thinking about those things and like the wave that it put me in. And I was like, and it's also accompanied by the consumption of drugs. This is perfect because it's Love and Drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
See how you just landed that plane?
You feel me?
So
like Sun in the Hudson, mad smooth, you know.
Melted Memories, I was on acid. I was on acid.
Now I gotta go back and listen to it and really see if I can get that.
No, actually, I'm lying. I was on shrooms. I wasn't on acid. I was on shrooms. It was in Vermont.
Still on that type of vibe, though.
Yeah, I made that in 2019. Like,
wait, you was in Vermont?
Yeah, I was in Vermont. So me and the homies,
niggas traveled up there.
Shout out to my niggas, Kung Hav, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Free Goods, all the homies who really, that's how, like, I can't say that's how, like, I started this music shit for real, but that was like the click right there. And then once that click, then shit got crazy. I was working in New York, sleeping on the couch in the studio, which is really the apartment, staying up to like 4 and shit. And I'm like, damn, I gotta work at like, I gotta get up at like 6, and I don't give a fuck. And I was like, I'm making good shit, and it really wasn't even that good, but I was like, but yeah, anyway. But yeah, right? Yeah, but now when that was in Vermont 2019. We had like a retreat where we took like a bunch of producers, rappers, singers, like all type of shit. So it was maybe like 10 of us, but we was all cool with each other. Videographers, and we just locked in, smoked a lot of weed, drank. I drank a lot of wine that weekend. I drank a lot of shit that weekend. Did shrooms for the first time.
Okay.
And I heard niggas playing it. So there was like, it's like probably 5-6 different rooms in the house. So every room is a different cookup. So I'm like, oh yeah, this is fucking lit. So I went downstairs, and at that point I was like, nah, I don't think I'm making no more music, like, because I had to leave in like 4 hours to drive back to New York because my job was at 6, and it was probably like 12 at this point. And yeah, no, I mean, my job was at 8:30. My bad, 8:30, and it was fucking probably like 12 at this point. So I was like, fuck it. And I'm walking around gathering my shit, and then I hear this shit in the fucking like the beat in the living room, like by the fireplace. I'm like, yo, this is fire. I was like, I don't know what this is, but I gotta get on.
Said by the fireplace.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's crazy.
You heard the fire by the fireplace.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Wow, that's a bar. But yeah,
unnecessary, but we'll take it.
Yeah, just the way that came about was mad ill, and then San Jose. That's a term that's just gonna be up for everybody's interpretation. But the San Jose Sharks, they're a hockey team, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then nowadays was me thinking about like the idea of just like nowadays there's so much different shit going on, but everybody's gonna have their opinion on it because now we got Twitter, Instagram, fucking
everybody,
Facebook.
Everybody has a platform.
Everything busting. Everybody got a platform.
Look at us. Shit.
Pretty much.
So like
fucking production.
Yeah. Like so. Yeah. And when you listen to it, you'll get into the concept of that and shit, but. Yeah, it's fun though. It's a good vibe. I fuck with it. And I think it's like probably a pocket of the best music that I've made so far, but not ultimately the best though. Like there's still like a lot more shit going on and a lot of shit in the tuck. So by the time niggas hear that stuff will be like a year and a half old, if not more than that. Yeah.
All right.
So it's lit. It's a lot going on.
Okay. We happy to be able to feature some of that on the And when you guys hear it, you'll know what it is. But
yeah, go get that everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah, please
it's everywhere.
It's very good. And
you name it.
LUVE and drugs.
Why? Real quick, can you? How quick is it for you to break down why it's UVE and not OVE?
Oh, because my cousin, he basically had this idea like let us value everyone, like so you know he got his story, and it was just it's a play on like the LOVE. And then me, I kind of added meaning to it. I was like, well, you got to love yourself before you love anybody else. So you got to love you before you love other motherfuckers. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's ill. So,
okay.
Yeah, really banking on that, like the let us value everyone. And
damn.
But and deep. Then, yeah, and then being that my name is Zig, like, I'm like, you know what? Zig's easy to get lost in a fold. Like, and they can say, yo, this rapper Zig. And if he's not really, really, really fucking tough, it's going to be hard to just find him when you Google him. But you're going to find Zig Love. So when this shit get popping, it's just going to be just Zig. Eventually.
Okay. Okay.
Boy talking this shit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
See, like. I ain't gonna lie. I thought you was gonna flip it on some shit like, see, well, it's love, but.
About the bitches. I mean, the women.
see, love is it's a whole, you feel me? But all I need is like that you in it.
Oh. That's a bar.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a bar, right?
That's a bar. It's not my bar, but that's a bar.
Nah. And I'm feeling that.
Oh no!
How long did it take you to think of that, Elo?
Like, I just thought of that just now.
Oh, off the top, man. Okay. What you talking about?
Okay. I do.
Okay. You can get that off.
Wait, so the Knicks lost?
Anyway.
Sorry.
All right. Now I'm choosing violence.
Yeah.
We can stay on basketball real quick, though. Let's stay on basketball.
I'm choosing violence for the rest of the podcast. I'm just letting niggas know.
That's cool. No, we stay on
back.
We stay on basketball.
Right. Hey, no. No, because
James Harden's out for the rest of the season. And you guys are basketball fans. So
yeah, fuck him.
No.
I agree. I agree with
him. No, we're talking about you, bro.
We're going to get to that, bro. I know you're really excited. And I know I'm back. And I know I came from Vegas. And I know niggas got a lot they want to ask. I know it's a lot. But just let's get through this basketball portion real quick.
Who this nigga
think
he is?
Right?
Like, he fucking went out there.
You came in for the shit. The fuck?
Yeah, he like, I ain't playing no games.
All right. What you were saying, bro? I'm sorry.
Yo, is that a big deal?
What, James Harden being out for the rest
of the season? Is he out for the season or is he, how long we think he's done for?
It don't matter.
To the playoffs.
Because he's coming back in the playoffs.
I don't know, man. You know how the politics go, bro. Like, they probably say, oh, he's out. And then miraculously, oh, he just healed in rehab faster than we thought. And then boom, he back in playoffs.
Fuck around, miss the first round, maybe. Not because he can't play basketball, because if it was like the finals, he probably would try to play. Probably. But they're going to be like, you know, he can get his first round off.
Is this something that's going to affect him long term? You think it's going to affect him throughout, like, is it something that he can tweak throughout the playoffs?
I don't even know what injury he had, to be honest.
It's like a quad.
I mean, it depends on how much it depends on how much he's fucking with him.
It's quad. Man, fuck out of here. That nigga is okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you see, AD's back tonight or whatever.
Lake show.
Man, the body needs time. Whatever time that is, then it's whatever like time that is. Like if it is what niggas say it is, which half the time it's not, but it doesn't matter because he's gonna be right back in that bitch if they make it to the finals or conference finals. Probably.
I mean,
if the conference finals were tomorrow, he'd probably play. Probably. I believe so, but I also have no idea what he's actually dealing with, like in terms of like personally and like. Personally, in terms of his whole injury process, like rehab, all that other shit, like I don't know where he's at, but they're good. Two of them niggas could be missing. I think they'll still be okay.
Niggas are
still a formidable team.
Yeah, Blake Griffin has to be one of those three that's missing, though. Like he can't be the only one left. Because then it's I'm not talking shit, but I'm just saying. Man, it's just the Pistons, though.
You guys are Knicks fans. We were talking about a little bit earlier, like we were talking about how like exciting it is to watch the Knicks play basketball. And you guys, what is it, 9 straight, almost 10 straight? Or
well, no, we just lost.
Not 10 straight anymore, but as we just saw. But like as a Knicks fan and somebody who's grown up, because I'm a Laker fan, and it's easy to be a Laker fan. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not going to sit here and say like I've been through what you guys have been through. So as a Knicks fan who probably hasn't seen is seeing a team have success in a way that's not like, you know, they didn't just grab some superstar. Like, it seems like you guys are kind of building a strong nucleus to maybe rope in one more superstar. Like, how does that feel? Like, how does it feel to watch that as a team, as a fan?
As a fan? Well, I'm only going to speak for me. I'm not going to speak for the rest of the Knicks fans. Personally, I don't want a superstar. We chilling. We doing good. Got a nice little tight nucleus, a young young budding stars who are well on their way. I don't need us to get another superstar because the last time this happened, when we had Stoudemire and shit was rocking, just like how we had a
shit
sick
was,
game.
Shit was rocking for that half a year. Him and Raymond Felton.
You feel me? They was out there getting busy. But then we added Melo and gave away mad pieces to the team. Then we was fighting for our fucking life for every fucking game.
So I understand.
Well, it also takes time for niggas to gel, though. It do take time for niggas to jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, but even though they still shouldn't have gave all that up. And if his contract was
If you were to look at the trade, you could probably say that all of those pieces, like that amounted to Melo, probably still wasn't as good as what Carmelo brought you in terms of longevity, in terms of like his ability to put you in a position to win every game. None of them niggas that they traded for him had that.
Yeah, but you should have just let them finish out that season and took Carmelo at the end. Because
I guess I'm cool with that, but you don't know.
You already wanted to come to New York, so you didn't even have to trade all those pieces.
Going back to the situation, you probably didn't. Like, depending on, like, if he was going to become a free agent, but they probably said, fuck it, I don't want to take a chance. Which, you know, I do think they gave up too much, ultimately, but I still do, like, I'm not totally mad at the trade. Like,
how they finessed that shit.
I mean, they did finesse it because, you know, like OKC out here finessing niggas right now.
Yeah, of course. Them and, what's the other one? Yeah, it was Phoenix too, right?
Yeah, Phoenix had niggas for a while too. Probably still got niggas.
It's Phoenix and it's Boston too. I don't know how Boston always just get top picks.
Shit is rigged, that's why.
Nah, Danny Ainge out there, wild.
Nah, Danny Ainge be doing his thing, but I don't know. It's something going on over there too, though. Something going on over there too, though. But anyway, to answer your question though, about the fucking how does it feel as a Knicks fan? I like it. I do want a superstar, but not right now. Like not like
not at the cost of what the team already
has.
Right
yeah, now. I want a superstar, but I want a superstar who completes his contract with his team and says, all right, cool, I want to go there. The reason, I guess, with Melo, they was like, it's too many teams that could really throw him whatever, whatever, won't even want to risk that. Let's put these two together, see what's up, see how far it can take it, make a run, and try to do this shit.
You think RJ could be that guy?
I don't think so, ultimately, but he's a very good player. I think he can amount to being a very good player. Like, but I think he can like get like a couple All-Star appearances if he does his thing.
That's what I see. RJ Barrett is nothing but a poor man's Russell Westbrook. I'm calling him now.
I mean, I'm talking about over the course of like 15 years, I think he could get like 2-3 All-Star appearances. But I want to keep him, Julius Randle. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You basically calling him like Harrison Barnes and shit.
Nah, pretty much. It sounds like that.
Nah. I wouldn't say that. Cause
I ain't say that, but.
I wouldn't say that.
But kind of.
Yeah. Sounds like that. It's not exactly that, but it ain't not that
either. I fuck with RJ, though. And he's young. He's super young.
Yeah, he's mad young. Is he even 21 yet?
No, he's 20 years old.
He's mad young. So
20 years old.
I understand, yeah, but.
Bro, like, wait till he turn 21. He able to.
Unless somebody set him down and give him some game. I don't know, man.
He do play good basketball, though, like, just in terms of just, I think. But he got to get better. He got to up his shooting. But he play defense. He distribute the ball. He got to get his right hand up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But he a good player. Like, I think he a player that could average 20 points a season for sure. And, I mean, when you get that, if I don't definitely, got it, I'll take
that's
it.
That's definitely a good piece to have.
But I do want a superstar, though. I think a nigga like D-Book, but we're talking about after next year. And I only say he's, like, he could be a thing because Chris Paul, like, probably got a couple more in him. Like, who knows? But with the contract situation, like, 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know. Chris Paul worked some shit out in his favor to get all that goddamn money.
Point God. You see what it do.
Every team a little bit better.
He just folded.
Yeah.
I'm pretty high.
Man, let's cut to the fucking chase. Tell us about Vegas, nigga. I want to hear it right now.
Hey, you back.
The fuck? Why niggas acting all shy like, because the cameras is rolling. I'm sick. Come on. Let's not do this. Come on, get to the shits.
I ain't
shy.
This ain't about
Vegas. What's up with these
Vegas
niggas?
Vegas was a good time. Man.
Vegas
was a great time. I went out with a lot of good friends.
Compadres.
Fogo was bussing though.
Fogo was bussing. So
and I only had two little pieces.
All right. So
I ain't never been to Vegas, so y'all gotta paint the picture.
What's funny is you're gonna laugh at this. I know you, so you're gonna laugh at this specifically because it's something that you said to me before, and we've had a laugh about it. So Fogo de Chao is a Brazilian steakhouse. So for those of us who've never been to the Brazilian steakhouse, I'm gonna assume you've never been.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been before. Probably not.
Right, so it was the first time for you, right? I've been before.
Oh, this is the shit that you posted on your story.
Yes.
When you first got there.
Yes. We did this on the 19th. Yeah. That was my birthday.
Oh, they had all the meat cut up, all that shit.
Yes. So Brazilian steakhouse is like another, like they do what's called like rodizio. So essentially what happens is like you go in, there's a salad bar, you get these cards, you can flip them over, they're red.
Speaking of salad, I got a question. How you feel about tall salad?
depending on circumstance, it could be a good time.
Okay,
keep going. For me, it's a great time. It's a great time.
See, I
continue.
You ever had the salad toss, bro? Since we here, since we pressing niggas.
You don't eat salad?
Nah. That's not what we asked.
You got to get the greens in there, man.
Me personally, I like steamed vegetables.
I make sure get the greens.
Oh, what? That's a bar.
All right. So anyway, Fogo de Chao, they come around. They got an assortment of different meats. I made sure to say meats. Look at me in the camera. Assortment of different meats.
What made you go with that verse?
So anything from like roasted chicken, garlic steak, filet mignon, house sirloin, Ooh. All different types of steak. They cook to whatever time they come around.
Tell them meat.
Yo, they kept coming to the fucking table. I'm like, God damn, y'all gonna. I was like, this is a steakhouse, though. So I wasn't mad, but I knew I was gonna get one meal and I was gonna try, you know what I'm saying?
So it's a flat rate of. So
wait, I got a question. By any chance, was fried chicken an option?
And no, all the,
no, huh? No. Nope, no chicken tenders.
It's crazy. You weren't niggering.
No fries.
It's crazy. It's not even fries, but it's just like if you got all these other types of meats, you can't have chicken tenders?
Because it wasn't like that.
We had lamb.
They came out there with that shit on a stick, like a motherfucker.
Like on a skewer. Like, it was on a skewer. They came around like on a skewer.
With a knife.
And then and he would just slice it down. You had like these little tongs, and on the tongs, you would just kind of like pull them off.
Bro, I know what Rhodesia is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm just wondering why.
Well, for Bert, then, who's never experienced the meat carving experience.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I thought you never been. Yeah, I had everything.
So we had all that shit, and then I made sure, because like for my birthday, I said the one thing I did want on my birthday was a Wagyu steak. Remember, we talked about that first episode, Little Asian Hands. Zig got to experience what those Little Asian Hands do. My man's was Zig was a pescatarian.
Yeah, well, don't say was. I am a pescatarian.
You were a pescatarian. Yeah. He was.
It's been
not like for that weekend.
Well,
for that day.
Nah, I was because I never said like I wasn't gonna eat meat again.
Okay.
But fucking
tell him how good the steak was.
No, that shit was busting. Yeah, the Wagyu, that shit was busting. Bro. I mean, they came out on the fucking on a salt.
So they brought it. They brought it out on a fucking.
Now, you know that shit. He brought it out on a fucking shit.
Salt. Yeah, so the steak we got, I was supposed to get. I wanted to get a tomahawk.
I feel like it wasn't that bad though. For everything we got, we was drinking. So
it was like $700, but it wasn't. It wasn't too much. Fucking, we had. We were supposed to get the tomahawk, but them shits they didn't have anymore. So they ended up having to give us a strip steak, which the one when I ordered was $95. The one steak they ended up having to give us this one, $25. So I said, as soon as he said, yeah, we have to give you this instead, I said, sure, nigga, give it at the same price too. Can't beat that.
That's called a service paradox.
You feel me? So they come out, the shit is on like a fucking heated salt, like Himalayan salt platter.
Damn.
Like, he's slicing it down. Salt. Yeah, he put sister shit on there, and like you can, like, if you, for some people who like it, you know, a little bit more well done for our less cultured folk. You can cook it a little bit more, but like the meat is like perfect texture.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit. It was like I was like, you know what? I had a jerk wing. I had a jerk wing after a night of South Beach. I could definitely eat some fucking.
You can eat that.
Yeah, I could eat some Wagyu. How you say it?
Wagyu. And it's worth the money.
That filet mignon was good too. I should have tried the lamb, but I ain't even had a stomach for it. Like I had like two. I had like two, three, and I was like, I'm good off this. But the In-N-Out burger was cool though. But it's mid now, I think.
Yeah, it's not what everyone makes. That's what I was saying on that.
I wasn't expecting for it to be like that. I mean,
I would say burger wise, it's better than Checkers. Fry wise, it's horrible. You need the animal style to make it good, but it's not like, ooh, wow. Like, yeah, it's great shit.
It was like animal style. I was like, animal style? Like,
you got to get the burger animal style.
Well,
did you get the burger animal style?
I was with you.
You did.
Yeah, you got it. You ordered it for me.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I'd be hot.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, wait, that's San Jose, right? Yeah, that's San Jose.
But nah, you have to get everything animal style. But as far as like price wise,
hey bro, check this out, bro. I don't eat none of that shit, and I'm not interested in that. What else happened in Vegas, bro? Fuck the fast food, bro. Cut to the shits.
We drove around in a fucking 3 Series Beamer with six.
Okay, niggas was blowing it up.
Motherfuckers sitting on the roof of this shit. Not the roof, but the back. It was
we know what you're so talking about.
People sitting on the back while niggas just driving the
drop
shit,
top.
Smoking big dope from dispensaries. Fucking.
You sound like a tourist.
Yeah, I mean, what else we do?
How the fuck did I even end up out there, bro?
Yo.
Niggas got teed and booked the trip for Vegas at 1 a.m. on Monday. And at Monday at 3 p.m. I died in Vegas a couple nights.
Yo, all I remember is one day I got a text from my nigga Rob. Shout out, Rob.
Yeah, I died.
And
see, I'm a dad, dog.
And Rob was like, "Yo, I lost Zig." And I looked at the text. I was like,
"He ain't lose me."
And I just kind of put my phone away because I was like, they'll find each other.
No, if he lost me, that means he lost me. He ain't lose me. That nigga found me, and I was
slump.
The
I was teed up. And I was so teed up, and I'm chasing sleep. Like, my body was chasing sleep. So
your
crazy.
Your body would just shut down at some point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and it's going to be like, yo, fuck it. And, you know, for me, I'm like, you know what? I'm out here in motherfucking Vegas. But, see, I'm cool with that because I ain't lose no money that night. So I was like, you know what? The first night of a vacation, that got to be the night that you, if you're going to chalk up any night, really it's no nights. It's no nights. But if you do fold, it's best to fold on the first night. Because you already jet lagged and shit. You got time after that. You could lie to yourself and say, my body good. I got 3-4 more days. Then if you just, you know.
So you left what, Wednesday?
I left Thursday. I left Thursday.
Thursday morning at like 6 a.m. or some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Fucking that day when Zig left, we went to Wet Republic. Wet Republic is a day.
Yeah. Niggas like, go to Wet Republic. I was like, nope, I'm going home.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, nah, I'm not.
And then I landed.
What is Wet Republic?
And then I landed at like 4:30 p.m. on that Thursday and fucking Ubered to work.
Wet Republic is a outdoor day club pool party.
Okay.
With like fucking set. So pretend it's like.
Sounds like a super spreader event.
Not necessarily, because we had our own
it
section.
It was no mask and just vibes.
Oh yeah,
we had our own section. From what
I saw, we had a bungalow. We had our own pool and the shit. So it's like,
you walk into the
Wet Republic. You got to go through hella. They wouldn't let us bring weed in there. Weed's legal in Vegas, and they were like, nah, absolutely not. So you couldn't bring weed in there. You had to make sure you was wearing swimming trunks.
You had to throw some Usher bucks. Yep. They would let you rock. I'm telling you, throw some Usher
we
bucks
had
in
none, bro. We left them shits at the crib.
Yeah, he out there. He out there with a residency. Nigga.
Just go to find Jamie Foxx house. That's where all them niggas be.
Well, so we walked up. We walked through that shit. You come through there. It's a little bungalow. You got a couch. You got a hole. We got a TV. We got a fucking whole spread. You go out there. It's two lawn chairs. It's a table. We got our own private pool kind of shit. And then we ordered, what, like 2 bottles of Casamigos, like a bunch
that's
of
it?
Food.
Oh.
Then.
Oh.
That's they it. Were fucking, I'm not disclosing how much they cost, but it cost entirely too much for us.
Nah, but yo, bro, I don't even want to talk. Bottle service, you'd be really taking a fucking aluminum bat and just ripping
eating
everybody.
Shit out your wallet.
Shit out, nigga. Nah, out of your head, nigga. Just done you off.
Yeah.
You're like $1,400. I'm like, I went
to the ATM twice. They shut my card off. They was like, hey.
For real? Yeah, bro. It was cash only?
Bro, it wasn't cash only, but it was like, so Vegas is very different, very, like, if you don't have a chip.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah, come on, you got
no chip,
bro. You
so,
chip.
Well, tell the government to send me an unemployment card with a fucking chip.
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing I can do about that. I should be able to swipe this shit wherever. I'm like,
right?
This Uncle Sam's money.
Yeah, so, yeah, if I'm gonna fuck around in Vegas, I might as well swipe the cash. And then I'm not even, you know.
You feel me? So we did that shit, and then the next day we all kind of just kicked it. We all moved around different ways. We had some of the homies that was there. Shout out my man Ty, my man Darian. We shot a music video when he was out there.
A fucking music video.
Yo, I don't remember the cameraman's name, but he didn't resemble Joe Dirt, but he definitely was a cool gentleman. He was dressed like Joe Dirt, though. But he was fucking fire.
Oh, yeah,
with the camera.
Remember we went off the first wheel with the bar on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit kind of like.
Oh, the fucking, we went on the high roller. Yeah, so it was the high roller is a fucking observation wheel. So it's just a big Ferris wheel. You can fit like fucking 10 to 12 people in each little like bubble. It's like a little dome. And they put a bartender on the inside. So it's like for the whole time you're around, going around this Ferris wheel, when you get to the top, the highest point of it, you can see the entire, like all of Vegas. All
right, so think about it like this. You see like the fucking, the MGM, all the mother shits. When you get at eye value with them, just know you're still gonna go up about another 150 feet. Like, there's a point where you're literally looking over every fucking thing. And you're like, oh my God, Harris is right there. And like, if I was to try to jump onto Harris from here, I'd die. So just imagine, like.
And on top of that, she's serving you drinks and the drinks are strong.
Yeah. I was in your tea. I was like, ooh,
it was like $60.
I was
and it's
like
you just
nigga,
you get your
bar
drinks.
I'm in Vegas. Fuck? Hell, you're gonna be fucked up.
Yo.
Watching the city.
Well, I was just like, watching everything.
Hamas. I got, yeah.
Like, that's all I thought about. We did, what else did we do? I think for me, one of the coolest things was, like, the dispensaries, especially because, like, not because it's just the weed was just this extraordinary thing, but just to see how it's been built into the economy.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a thing. Like, you get discounts at certain dispensaries for taking an Uber.
Yo, we pulled up in a fucking car. Like, we drove. And then the chick was like, did y'all come in the Uber, taxi, or Lyft? I was like, yep.
I was like, yep. We got a free gram, a C4.
I don't even think about that.
Like, yo, wow. Just because.
Yeah, they give weed away over here.
Yeah, and it's built into the economy.
I ain't naming weed after shit like C4. That just sounds scary.
Yeah.
C4, I had some shit called Grapefruit Mimosa. I had, what?
It was smoking
London Pound Cake. What'd you get?
Well, I got Green Crack. I got that Green Crack.
Wait, what?
Took that shit.
John Moran
took it back to 2011.
Shit. Yeah, because I was like, yo, I ain't smoked green crack in about 10 years. So that means it's some real green crack.
Elo, I know you had some
green
crack.
Oh, yeah, I had some green crack.
I don't know, officer.
But nah, not because it was like the best strain, obviously, but they also beating niggas over the head with prices.
Yo, the tax?
Yeah.
OD.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like the experience, just for me, it's like being able to go out
exactly, like don't
and make like a day of it or whatever. Like just kind of like we all pulled up, went to the dispensary, we fucking rolled up right outside the dispensary. It was some weird nigga from New Orleans. He pulled up in like a Chevy Impala. Nigga pulled up, he rolled up on it. So mind you, we're in Vegas, we don't know anybody. The dispensary is not on the strip, so I'm not gonna say the dispensary was on the block, but It wasn't where the tourists just hang out. So we get to the dispensary.
It was like they seen the block. They seen like the block that was the outskirts of the block, and then put the dispensary on
right,
the block.
Put at, it right there.
There or right after that.
Hamas.
So we're sitting there. We smoking. We rolling up, and dude just kind of like pulls up on the car. And it's just like, yo, like we don't mean to bother y'all. Like, could we buy something off y'all?
Wait, what he said? He's like, y'all got smoke? Some shit like that.
Yeah, because he was from the world.
That in front.
He's like, y'all got some smoke? And I'm like, I looked at the nigga. I seen the gold in his mouth. I seen the hat. It was the Pelicans hat. I think was it?
It was a Pelicans hat.
And remember,
I'm not trusting no nigga with no Pelicans hat.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo. So remember, he was like, y'all got some smoke. And then he was like, you feel me? Like, cause I see the line long and shit, whatever.
Because at this point, it's 4:20. Like my birthday was the 19th. It's probably like 1 a.m. at this point. 1-2 a.m. in Vegas. It's 4:20 at this point. So Nick, the line is packed out.
You know what type of weirdo? Unless you really from New Orleans, you know what type of fucking weirdo you gotta be to wear a Pelicans hat?
True. Nobody supports them.
Where you find that hat at? Because they not just out here on the top shelf.
He pulled up in a caddy. He pulled up in a caddy.
What's a caddy? I said it was impossible.
Definitely in New Orleans.
Yeah. So you fucking.
So you asked him. He was like, yo, you from New Orleans, right? Nick said, nah, I'm from Shreveport. We sprayed them.
Nah, but he was like, I'm from Louisiana though. I'm from Louisiana though.
Yeah. Nigga, Dead said we spray it.
Yeah, we spray it them.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
and then it's
first encounter.
See, and then, you know what's crazy? Before y'all said that, just rewind 15 seconds. I just said this nigga's a killer. I just said it.
No, but yo, what about yo? Hey, yo, what did I say right after that? Remember when he moved yo. Away? I was like, yo, I wouldn't. I said some shit like, yo, he probably got a strap on him, or he. Fuck! I don't
you said, yo, I bet you that nigga got that. You said, I bet you got the nigga got the thing on him, some shit like that.
I bet you nigga got a thing on it. So, and 5 seconds later, nigga comes back up to us. And he like, hey, that white boy, right? Because it was a white dude parked in a fucking pickup truck, some shit like that.
Yo, he was parked. It was like this white. It looked like a fucking Verizon truck.
Yeah. Like 5 minutes later, he walked up to us. He's like, hey, that boy said he got a goddamn. Well, I don't know.
He got a 9. He want to sell it to me, but he want 300-fold. But out.
I'm like, that shit won't come with like more than 160, bro. And he's like, what you think I should do? And I'm like, nigga, the fuck you asking me? What the fuck? You should know about the gun that you about to buy.
Like, and it's like, yo, we met you because you pulled up on us. As soon as we fucking got through that, I looked at everybody. I was like, hey guys, I feel like we should leave.
yeah, right. But I ain't gonna like,
you ain't think about that the first time he came around.
To be honest, I was like, but it was so hood that I was like, I ain't feel threatened. Like, cause I'm like, this nigga ain't about to fucking.
It wasn't like he was fucking smoke. With us, but I was just like, you know what?
He was just a hood nigga. Like,
I don't know. You feel me? Like,
talk.
I don't know where I'm at.
Yeah,
time to go.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I was like, I felt comfortable. I was like, I like this. This some hood shit. I'll fuck with this. Right. Let's just keep smoking this shit.
This nigga's a booger. You hear him over
here? I was
here?
Like, let's keep smoking this shit.
Yeah.
He wasn't gonna kill us.
You don't know that.
Because if you wanted to do it, him and that chick he was with would have did it right then and there.
And they could have been lining us up right there.
They really could have been lining us up though.
Bro, West Coast niggas is crazy.
Yeah, but
you seen this nigga Blueface?
I don't know nothing about Blueface.
Hey man,
he got bitches on bunk beds.
Bro, Blueface got
he got bitches on bunk beds.
He got chicks on bunk beds, living in his crib, getting tats on their bodies and face and
of
all
him.
This other shit
of him.
Living in his crib. It is very R. Kelly-esque.
Huh.
And nobody's seen anything.
And nobody, like, yo. Yo, I pulled the video up.
Wait, do they have Instagrams?
Look.
No, no, no. You didn't even play it?
Wait, are they all cohabitating?
If you didn't even play it, I'll play it.
So she points at her neck. And you, and it was crazy, you going through the crib and they all living in the same room.
I know this shit smell like that shit.
Yo, it's like it's a chick there with like 5 suitcases.
He going to another room.
Alright, check this out. Alright, cut it off. We get the point.
Son, the nigga's insane.
Looking at this video, I could tell the room smell like pink lotion.
But Dussie.
Motherfucking hot Cheetos, flaming hot Cheetos.
With Dizzy, booty, dick, and pussy.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Y'all didn't hear that, nigga? I know y'all know. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga? Bernie Mac. But Dizzy, I just want to
get Dizzy in there.
But Dizzy. Bitch asked me if I had, what he say? What tastes better, pussy or pumpkin pie? I said, goddamn, I ain't never had no goddamn pumpkin pie.
Kick it! He's like, you don't understand.
He's like, I love pussy so much. I wish you could put it in the can. And that grocery store, I'll buy pussy. I was like, yo, this nigga's crazy.
He said, hey man, I'm going inside. I'm gonna go grab me a 6-pack of pussy. Yeah. I'm going in.
I'm fucking wilding.
R.I.P. Bernie Mac, man. Probably the greatest stand-up comedian ever.
Definitely.
That nigga's funny, bro.
But he's funny. Yeah, Blueface is bugging. And rescue those women, because for me there's no way. I mean, Blueface his music is cool, but I just something doesn't seem right about having women.
Let me ask y'all something, yo.
And all that other shit.
Hold on.
Wait, but how do you know that's his house?
He was walking through it, and then later to just today, no, just today from one of the chicks
just walking through bitches' houses, smashing all of them.
Hold on, wait. Just today from one of the chicks. Instagram account. Yeah, she basically came out and was like,
"That's why I asked
if
they had Instagram, because I'm like, is it a group of chicks living together?"
It very much so looked like Blueface wrote the message, but from the Instagram post, it was basically just like, "Oh, like y'all don't know, like Blueface be taking care of us and doing this, that, and the third, like da, da, da." It was it had a very, very cult vibe to it.
But you know how.
What if he got all his hoes in the house?
You know how much money bunk beds in the same room?
Oh, he has bunk beds. Nah, that's not.
It's not like a polygamy thing.
It's not like a mansion and shit.
This shit's like, hey, this is the court. This is the courtyard. I mean, not the courtyard. The fucking corridor for y'all. Y'all live over here. Like, you're talking about like, it's like three bunk beds in one room. You're talking about six women. They adults.
Oh, nah, that's
it's like for the love of Blueface going on. That's really what it is.
We're not supposed to be laughing at this, bro.
Yo, but I'm laughing.
For the love of Blueface is a nasty word, bro.
For the love of Blueface. Yo, he's literally walking through. He's like, yo, is y'all getting tatted or y'all going home?
I didn't see the video. That's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yo, he said, is you getting tatted or you going home? And I'm like, well, damn, like, that's the ultimatum.
What I want to know, well, first, let me ask y'all, do y'all want women to get tattoos of like y'all face and y'all name or something like that?
No,
I'm cool off tattoos. Period. I mean, I'm not against them, but like, you don't have to tattoo my name on you at all. Like, I don't need that.
I think if somebody did it, that'd be cool as shit. Cause it's just cool. It's just like, oh shit, you really got my entity tattooed on you, huh? That's funny.
That's why I'm asking.
Like that, because I'm like the shot part of me is like, yo, this is just. Funny, like this is funny. This is shot, and like you want to do this? You want it to? All right, cool. I don't give a fuck. And then doing this music shit, I'm like, yo, like, hell yeah, tap that shit on your body. I don't give a fuck. Zig Love, why not? If some shit inspire you that much to do it,
like your name on the ass, like I'm not gonna hold you. Like Shake on the ass cheek probably be fired to me.
Why not?
Shake
why
ass. Not?
Shake ass. You feel
oh
me?
Oh my god,
shake
that's,
ass.
That's a bar.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Stop playing with these niggas, man.
Because that Elo said that one TikTok. I'm gonna start calling this nigga twerk. We was playing football because shake ass. Ooh. Now
I'm gonna start calling circle. This nigga twerk.
Made it work for me, nigga.
Nigga stole my bar. You heard it here first.
I'm fucking wildin'.
But nah, I'm not gonna hold you. But would I be like, yo, write my name on your ass? No, I'm not that. I don't need that. But if you did, I'm like,
all right, well,
all right.
Just do the marker.
The reason why I asked is because, like, it's just mad weird to me. Like, all right, let's say you do have access to all of these women. Cool. But what do you gain from having all of these women with your name tattooed on you? Like, is that some
it's
type
a, it's
of...
It's a booty nigga ownership kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why it's are you very branding weird. These women like cattle?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. And that's what it is. It's the desire shit, to... Honestly. It's the desire to feel ownership and to show that, like, oh, I have conquered this. I have... This person is willing to allow me to express ownership or to mark themselves with me.
And it's just, it's some and bullshit. If you're not getting tattooed, you're going home. Hold that's on, hold on. Wild. Hold
on. Max, nasty yeah. word.
But yeah, so that's even wild. With that, even with that, right? Let's just look at it from Blueface's side. Even if you got all of these women down enough to get your name.
Like, what does it do for you?
What does it do for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, what does
because
it do
these
for you?
Women or whatever. Let's just call a spade, they not the highest of what anybody's looking for. If this is, and I mean, if you banking a tattoo on a place to live and shit, clearly, all right. Hey, I don't want to call them low-hanging fruit, but.
One of them might become a president. You never know.
What?
One of them might become a president.
Of what? America?
Hey. Anything is possible.
Yo, this nigga's crazy.
Yo, like,
hey, nigga, hey. Nah, we're not gonna talk about that dude.
Which dude?
I'm about to say Trump. Dude, we seen it. We seen
hold on.
It.
Actually, we should. Because I feel like everything that he just did just quietly went away in the dust. Like, ain't we supposed to lock this nigga up? Like, what the fuck
I
is
don't know
going
nothing
on
about
that?
But what I will say, we're not someone who's supporting whatever, but Trump did do some gangster shit, though. He said, I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas talking about. I'm finna do what I want to do, bring my niggas in here, fuck this whole shit up. And if y'all want to keep me after this, then that's cool. That's cool.
Yo,
that's cool.
He incited a whole insurrection, yo, bro.
Yeah,
we
well,
about to just
well,
not,
oh, not, well, not
that.
The Capitol, that whole thing, that's a whole different. That's a whole different.
Yo,
thing.
Son yeah. was like,
it's
hey,
major, and we
I
just,
forgot what, son demilitarized the Capitol and said, hey, yeah. guys, all y'all niggas show up
yeah.
on this day.
We finna get this shit popping.
Yo, oh, my
yo man, like, if they would have found whoever it was looking
you know, like how, man, wait, everybody here watch Snowfall?
Fuck it. Yes. I don't. But fuck it.
You caught up. You caught up.
But we do this every episode.
You yes. see how man boy when all him and his niggas loading up with the guns because he was mm-hmm. like if we can't just show up now he was like when them niggas show up we ready some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's basically what Trump did was like yo nigga we finna get all the motherfucking choppers ready. We gonna have them just land 2 days ago. We gonna have everything we need because when the shit get popping it's gonna get popping because there's no way that just happens. That doesn't just happen. Yeah. They do it for a reason.
100%.
They have videos of them letting the people in.
You feel me, boy?
The country is set up the way it was. I'm just glad to see that, like, finally.
Speaking of
and
that,
this isn't like I'm not gonna be give I'm not gonna commend people for finally fucking doing their job. But what's his name? Derek Chauvin or however the fuck yeah. you say his name. I could give a fuck how you say his name because he took that black woman's life. But
black man,
I'm wilding.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it right there. But no, it is a Pinot Grigio. But
yeah,
that's it. That's it right there, though. That's it right there, though, because it's more than one, and it's more than two, and it's more than five. Like, so you don't even know, man, woman.
But finally, we're getting some sort of like, yo, we're not. Bro. I don't want to say we're not going to stand for it, but it's like, yo, finally, I guess the system is doing. Like, hey, we finally did what we're supposed to do in this one point. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what,
I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and celebrate like a lot of people are doing or like we're seeing because finally we're getting the results that like based on what is we see happening should fucking happen. We shouldn't have to celebrate like I don't want to be one of those like you don't reward a fish for swimming, but this is what the law, this is what these people are paid to do and I'm not going to fucking commend you for fucking a clear-cut act of violence.
You think like, you think OJ did it?
How far do we want to go with this? With this yes. OJ Simpson thing?
I asked the question. You think OJ did it?
I think.
Oh my god!
If I'm gonna be real,
you think OJ did it? You can pull some more Pinot Grigio, like
yeah. I don't think he did it.
Nah, I got y'all pulled up here.
He did it.
I don't think he did it.
Yo, no but look, but look, this what I'm saying, bro. This conspiracy shit ain't no fucking game, bro. There ain't no fucking game. How easy Eli is, but don't know. Ain't no chick whoever got AIDS. Whoever has sex, whenever came out and say,
bro,
yo, I got
how
but
I'm out of everybody, they all was sharing shorties. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. And none of him, he got 11 kids and 11 baby. I don't know if he got 11 baby moms, excuse me, but he got more than one, I'm pretty sure. And ain't none of them
got AIDS.
You feel me?
But you know the conspiracy, what the conspiracy is?
But anyway, wait, I do know, but you think OJ did it? Sure. But do you think OJ did it?
I think OJ did it.
Nah, can't prove it.
All right, so
the glove don't fit.
Oh, you about to go to the conspiracy?
Well, I'm just asking because this life shit crazy. Like, yeah,
yo,
because like,
you know with the conspiracy behind the OJ one.
I mean, there's a couple.
It's one that they said it's his son that did it.
Son, yeah. And when you look at what makes sense, that like, wait, damn, it's Yoshi.
That it really kind of like it
could
so much sense.
Make sense. Like it could make sense. To be honest,
that his son would do it.
Yeah.
But you have to actually read into it and see, like, the facts on it. Like, his son was, I'm going to ignorantly speak, but his son was, like,
he was fucked up.
I wouldn't say fucked up. But like I wouldn't say, like, personality disorder, but just he had things going on mentally, and he had to get, like, checked into places and shit like that. That type of deal. And, like, he had to get meds, and he wasn't taking his meds at that time. And then there was also, like, the day he left, like, his time sheet was written in, like, in pencil or some shit like that. But they had a clock that functionally worked that he used every time. But there was, like, just bigger things towards this, though. Like, he had a grudge against Nicole or some shit like that, whatever. But I don't fucking, you never know. Because when you have money, yeah. You never know. You never know. Because for all we know, OJ could have went to the nigga and said, hey, listen, I need her out. And look, they're going to think it's me. You're going to get off with it. I'm going to feel like shit. But, hey, listen, I'll break you up. There's something. That probably didn't happen, but you never know what did happen. That's the problem. It's not about whether or not something did happen or not. It's can you prove it?
In America.
In other places, though, at least you have the chance to prove it over here, though. In other places,
yeah,
they were
chopping hands on.
Freddie Gibbs was in jail because a chick had a dream that he raped her.
Hamas, amigos.
That's crazy. Changed her story after she said she thought it was his homie because she found out, oh, this is Freddie Gibbs.
That's fucking insanity.
That's crazy.
Yo, what?
Yo, should people who, and I'm gonna say people because it's not gender.
Yeah, it's not gender.
It's not a gender specific thing. People who make false accusations of things like that, should they be punished?
Okay, but like, to what extent can we prove something being false? Because look, that's the problem. That's what's gonna come down to in a court of law. Like, was you being in a hotel room with somebody, like?
False is saying something that didn't happen. That did not happen.
But what if somebody, because somebody can always come back and say, but I, or maybe somebody didn't, like.
The same way people can get falsely convicted, people can get falsely accused. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so the people who make the accusations and say this is what happened. And it didn't happen.
What if somebody went through an uncomfortable situation and took it to that length?
This is why we're having this conversation.
I'm not trying to say
because honestly, I hate the false accusation.
The narrative, period. Right? Yeah. So how do you quantify that? What do you mean, how do we quantify that?
You saying what type of punishment do they deserve for the false accusation?
Well, I guess
when you look at so let's take things like that in the public view, right? You have some of these NFL players, these NBA players, you've got some of these actors, whatever you want to call it.
It depends on how they do it, too. If they do it civilly, then it almost doesn't matter. Because civil court is just money. But when you're talking about criminally, which
let's
is
use
like
something
other
that
things.
We've talked about in the podcast before. Let's just use Deshaun Watson, right? We've talked about Deshaun Watson. We talked about the situation, blah, 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 right? It comes out that these are false accusations, right? This stuff didn't happen. Deshaun Watson didn't do this. We're not talking about, oh, we did some settlement or whatever, because when there's a settlement,
they're already looking for settlements.
Because
they went civil off the rip.
So
it didn't go criminal.
Exactly. It wasn't trying to get him to go to jail. It's just about smearing the image, right? So if it comes out that, like, these people were not saying that what Deshaun Watson did is true, the damage has been done to his image, it's been done to what people know him as, all these things. How do you go as far as, like, I'm not saying these people should be punished, da da da, because their experience, I can't speak for their experience. What I'm saying is, like, how do you, the same way we would punish this person to send them to however we do that, what does the other side get?
What do you mean, what does the other side get? Like, which side are we talking, which side are we asking for? Like,
the people
side of
making
the
false
accused? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean?
People making said false accusations.
Like, what should they get?
If it were you, how would you, like, if you were in that scenario, if it was you being falsely accused, and you're looking at, let's say, 25 to life, or
fuck
whatever.
Fuck out of here, claim my name. Well, I would never wish nobody to go to jail. All right,
this is my thing when it comes to that. Just like on the other side of
At least I don't think so.
Just like on the other side of
bitch give me a right, I don't know, I'd be fucking sick.
Just like on the other side of a rightful accusation, right? Let's say if somebody did what somebody accused them of, right?
Right.
There's no way to rectify or to give them back what they lost. It's the same shit.
Exactly.
On both sides. You know what I mean? So it's unfortunate because it's less damaging on a false accusation side because said action didn't actually happen.
It didn't transpire.
Exactly.
It's the three.
So it's like if the action transpired, there's no way. Damage to reputation not is it damage to
it's not the same. So we can't equate that.
It's not the same.
But it's like the three parts. It's the lie, the truth, and then, well, it's his story. This story and then the
and
truth.
Character right? assassination is like a.
It's his story, her story.
It's very hard. You know. It's very. It's damn near impossible to remove the stigma of being a sex offender
when you're, especially when you're a black quarterback who's a top five quarterback and you under 25. Because look, because Big Ben got off whatever the fuck he did, and they're not talking about none of that with Deshaun Watson.
None of it.
It. Well, I can't say what it sound like because I wasn't there, and I don't like trying to assume what other niggas. Like sexual encounters,
but this is going to be
like
attached to him forever. And it could never. And it's just like,
yeah, no, it will be. It will be. But if so, I got a notification where it said, I think his lawyer came out and said only two of the 22 women said that there was anything. I don't remember what it was. But it just it sounds as if like. But you just don't know because we don't know the facts.
At the end of the day, that's why I really don't kind of comment on this type of shit.
You can't comment on
it. No, absolutely.
Until we know the facts of what really happened, I'm not about to say, oh, nah, this or oh, nah, that. Nah, I'm not leaning on either side.
Nope.
Because at the end of the day, whichever side is in the wrong, you're on some bullshit.
And the lawyer for the women is a very close friend to the Texans ownership group.
Exactly.
So I'm saying, like I'm talking about, I think their neighbors or something live across
it
the street.
It do sound
like
crazy.
That.
Isn't that like a conflict of interest or some shit like that?
Talk about it.
When you got money, some of them things don't matter.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes. They'll say they have the right to your attorney and the best attorney and all that other shit.
And they'll say, okay, that means they don't have to have contact with each other. That don't mean that our attorneys don't. That don't mean we don't have to be from the same law group. That don't mean they didn't fucking pay both of us upwards of $1 million to
I just know how much
this shit down, and
I know how much your name means.
Yeah, what, like exactly.
Your name's Ziggs Love. Your name's Elo. Your name's Bird. My name's Shake. And when I put something on my name, it means something to me. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So when I see situations like this, and I'm like, you know, like I'm not gonna comment on whether or not this man is guilty or innocent. But when I see situations like this, and I'm like, that's gonna be attached to your name forever.
If they're flat out lying, though, something got to be done, though.
and that's why I'm like, what can you do?
I don't know.
What do you do? And it's like that. That's more so what I was asking because it's like you can say
stamp him as a liar, or some shit like that.
Stamp him as a liar, nigga.
It doesn't mean anything. They're massage therapists. Oh, you the lying masseuse.
Yeah.
So
and you can't sue them because you can't sue people who don't make a lot of money. Like. Not to say, like, well, I don't know how much money they make, first of all.
Nah,
actually.
You can make them pay your lawyer fees.
Well,
what do you mean?
You can only sue somebody for what they have, though.
You can pay Deshaun Watson's lawyer fees?
You can.
Wait, what is he getting from
now, that? Look, you can only sue somebody for what they have. If you don't have anything, somebody
can't
sue
draw
you,
blood from
matter.
A stone.
You feel me?
What's the most extravagant thing y'all would
do? Wait. Before we move on,
Hold on. I want to hear what Lowe's got to say, but I want to get to that.
How the fuck did we even get here on this shit?
Honestly, it's hard to remember because
we just kind of keep moving. I don't even remember. All
right.
It's like a dream.
Yo, my dreams be crazy.
What's the most extravagant thing you would do with money?
Extravagant thing that
like, I'm talking about, like, yo, you've got
wait, how much you got to give me a number,
Jeff,
you got to give me a money,
Jeff Bezos money. So that's why I'm saying, like, you can do if you can do.
I'm real
anything,
ignorant because I don't know exactly what Jeff Bezos is.
You're gonna go
I know who he is, I know
start
who he
with
is.
Bert. All right, Bert's got Cartier shades on, so I know he's gonna do something.
I know of Jeff Bezos, but I don't know like what he does.
Amazon,
okay. You're asking me what I would do with Jeff Bezos.
The most extravagant thing you would do with Jeff Bezos money,
the most extravagant. I'll buy America, nigga. Hey, everybody work for me.
Come on, bro.
Yo,
you can live.
Jeff Bezos doesn't have that kind of money yet.
Jeff Bezos.
He's on his way.
I think he almost bought the Postal Service.
Yeah. That's true. What you doing?
Maybe. Wait, he almost bought the Postal Service?
Like, I would really, like, buy a country.
Oh, he tried to buy USPS out?
Yeah, he tried to buy the Postal Service to use it for Amazon.
That that nigga's a gangster. Yeah, yo,
because they have the United States Postal Service has like what the strongest warehouse and like the infrastructure is set up
in
perfectly.
In 50 years, this country gonna be on some bullshit. You heard about what they was doing in China? I mean, in Japan, I think, where there was a drone that put up a QR code and you could put your fucking phone to the sky, my nigga, and download a game. That's the type of shit me want. Walk off the pod, boy.
That's some scary shit for real.
That's crazy.
A bunch of drones just chilling as a QR code.
Technology gonna be wild.
That's Max. Skynet.
Basically.
Literally. It's Skynet, bro.
In like 75 years, that's how you're gonna have to get all your games.
I'm cool with that.
You're gonna have to get all your games.
I'll be dead before that shit really matter.
Nah, I'm locked in with my daughter. I'm locked in with my daughter for 90 years.
Most extravagant thing I would do with money, I'll buy an island or a casino.
We talking about investments, or are we talking about, like, you niggas is boring.
Like, all right, check this out. To all the niggas that's watching, The most extravagant thing. Let me get Jeff
Bezos.
That's
too much work,
money.
Though. That's too much work.
Nah, if I buy my bitch a fucking country, she gonna be happy about that.
But then who gonna have to take care of it?
Nigga, so what? I got Jeff Bezos money.
I said I would buy an island. And that wasn't valid.
No. That's tough though. That's
a valid. That's like tough. An island.
I'm trying to put you niggas on to the finer things in life. Just shut up and listen. All right.
Let's do it.
First things first.
You buy incense.
First, nah, no incense, nigga.
All
right. First things first, you're going to get you some artisanal chicken tenders. Only the finest chicken tenders. And then we go into the Louvre. And we going to sit right in front of the motherfucking Mona Lisa in a Versace robe with a golden silky do-rag. You know what? I don't got to finish the rest. Y'all know what time it is. That's the most extravagant thing I'm going to do.
What kind of potatoes for the fries, bro? I know if you're going to get the artisanal chicken tenders, you know what I'm saying? You got to get the
sweet potatoes.
What's the Wagyu or Wagyu, whatever the fuck that is, of potatoes?
What's the most extravagant motherfucking thing I do? Right. I need about 24 seconds, R.I.P. Kobe Bryant. Oh, no, y'all can go. I'm talking about
Wagyu fries. Yo, if I'm going French fries, I probably use, you got to use like Idaho's or russets, bro. You got to use russets.
Use what? I couldn't hear you.
Russets.
Russets? This nigga said russets. All right. Getting some golden russet potatoes for the
golden russet.
Yeah.
So that's more extravagant than an island? A whole fucking island?
Have you ever been to the Louvre and saw the Mona Lisa, bro? You talking about an island. I can get you an island anywhere. How many islands are there?
Get you an island anywhere.
This nigga.
I would probably.
He don't know.
I would probably pick 24 motherfuckers. About 4, 5, 6. About 6 jets, right?
Okay.
About 6 jets.
That's 4 people a jet.
That's 4 people a jet. About 6 jets. PJs, nice shit though.
Okay.
Like a motherfucking, I buy a whole mechanism. I buy a whole mechanism, like whether it's like an inside bouncy house or like a fucking some wild. Like a almost like a bubble, like a big ass huge fucking bubble, like a retractable bubble. So when you hit that shit, you pop back up on like a trampoline, like a slam ball. Okay. Fucking
Hamas.
Get about 6 jets. Fly in that bubble with whoever the fuck I pick out of those people, and we literally fly across the fucking world, getting tea, smoking weed, doing whatever the hell we want, watching the scenery of the world. But we high enough to see all the things we want to see: the Rocky Mountains, the Himalayas, the Appalachian Mountains, the deserts in Africa, this is 7 wonders of the world, right? 9 wonders of the world, I don't remember.
This nigga is on some Treasure Island shit. I'm over here trying to picture this shit in my head.
Sounds
like a great time.
I was like, yo, it sounds good.
This nigga said, yo,
I hope I get a ticket.
He said, yo, we gonna have 6 jets. You feel me?
4 people a jet.
And we gonna have like 30 bouncy
20
houses.
20 rollies, 30 Cubans.
We're going to have 30 bouncy houses.
I'm telling you, bro.
And we're going to connect them. And niggas going to get bro. Teed, and we're going to fly together in the sunset.
Fly the world,
we're
going to
fly together in the Pentagon.
Imagine you see the 7 seas.
Hexagon.
Imagine you see the 7 seas bro, from fucking jets wishing planet. Niggas.
Nigga.
Bro, like check this out. Like homies, chicks, like, you know what I'm saying? Your exactly. lady, whatever you want to do.
Check this out, bro. I got Google Earth. I don't need to get on the 6 jet, nothing
wow.
to see that shit,
bro. Come on, bro. Nature.
You got to get about it. No,
I understand what you mean, though. Like, I understand.
I got to get what?
Oh, but hold on. Let me say something before you get into this.
I got two passports, nigga.
Different things. Shut up. Different things motivate different people. I live for experiences. So for me, that experience will fill my soul. You might not live for certain experiences.
I feel that. You know what I
mean? And that's right. like going to Vegas wasn't about me going to Vegas and getting lit and getting fucking. No, I'm lying. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
But it wasn't about me like doing a bunch of bullshit. It was more like, damn, fuck it. I ain't feel like doing this, but damn, we about to do this.
Yo, I asked this nigga for months, yeah. like literally probably like 3 months. Every time I said, "Yo, Zig, this what we doing, man? You gotta come to Vegas." He was like, "I'm not going to Vegas. I can't go to Vegas. I got a daughter.
Hell no.
I can't go to Vegas." So, all right, man. Come on, man. Next week. Yo, man, we're going to Vegas. Come on, man. Nah, man.
I got a daughter.
I can't make them decisions.
I'm like, hell fucking no. I'm like, I ain't no fucking Vegas.
I caught this nigga lacking. We was about eight or so shots in. It was my birthday had just passed. I said, "Yo, Ra, coming to Vegas?" So Ra was like, "Fuck it, bro. I'm going." Nigga Zig was like, "Yo, on my daughter, if I get coverage, I'm going." Nigga started busting them phone calls. All the people who could make coverage was like, "Yeah, I got you, bro. You going to Vegas? Yeah, bro, I'll cover for you." Nigga's like,
"Tch." I was like, "Damn." what
you were saying? Yeah,
it wasn't even like, but what? It wasn't even like, I didn't question it. I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I bet." Do it. My daughter, she's so cute. She like a little. She my chunky monkey. I be saying Stanky Pink. I don't even know what the fuck is Stanky Pink. I'm like, Stanky Pink.
Make that shit.
Stanky Pink. Ooh. Stanky Pink. I'm like, where did I even get that shit?
Fucking TJ, I got a fucking chant. I say the same shit to him all the fucking time. And it's to the point now where, like, he fucking, like,
they know
he finishes it for me.
They know it, bro.
So I'll be like, who's that? There goes my big man. There's my guy. There's my woo. And at this point in his life, if I says it right now, if I go, who's that? There go my big man. There go my guy. There go my. Here go woo. And I'm like, this nigga knows it.
Yeah, right. We just my kid. Nigga, what you talking about? Nigga, my kid. Yeah. You think it's like,
yo, it's the coolest thing.
You see this?
It's the coolest. Yeah. Hey, man.
Daddy daycare ass nigga.
Yo.
You know what?
Wait till you get a little.
You're kind of acting like a hoe right now.
If I'm like this, I know. This nigga Elo gonna wear his son on a chain. Like, you see my son? Yeah.
Yo, I can see it. That's really crazy.
You're gonna have his son in the chain. Little son gonna have little circle glasses. I gotta get some of the shit for
wait,
TJ.
Wait, did you see was it the movie that DMX? I don't know if it was a commercial. It was on Twitter. Where DMX had the butters on and he ran up the building and like jumped off it backwards.
Yes, credit to the grave.
Fuck. What happened?
That's the credit to the grave.
Credit to the grave. I never seen it.
Oh,
there's a lot of shit I haven't seen. It's like, come on, Zig.
Oh, we can play this. We can play this game. I'll win.
What, there's some things you haven't seen?
Yeah, you can pull his black card.
Yo.
I'll win.
wait, pull his black card. Let's see if you pull a mine. I don't think you pull a mine. I'll win. Though. Like what?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Start. I'm going to give you five movies.
Nigga, don't.
Right. Pick five movies and let's see if you got.
Well, nah, somebody else got to do it.
Five movies.
You
got five. Hurry up.
I don't want to do this, man. Cause
do it, low.
Yo, nah, because it's going to open up a can of worms.
That's what
I'm going to get mad.
Do it. We don't got to get mad.
Cameras is rolling. All right, nah, yo, because Shaky pissed me off with the shit that he hasn't seen. And then he just be making comments on
as
shit.
A friend, he's responsible for making me better. And he hasn't taken the time to show me the greatness of these movies that he thinks he's seen. So it's
this
not
nigga
my
is somebody horrible. I'm not trying to hear none of that shit.
Hold
you
on.
Feel me?
Nigga, you don't have big cousins?
Hey, that's all fathers do. Watch movies.
You
nigga,
don't
right
have
here,
big cousins?
Movies.
Wait. You don't have older cousins?
No.
Wait, so what movies are we talking about exactly?
It doesn't matter. Like, think
bro,
of five iconic movies.
Any black, like, black movies, bro? Like, you never
not
seen.
The black ones and iconic, just some iconic. Like,
oh, wait. Oh, so you're not that much of a movie watcher?
That's not true. I watch.
Oh,
movies.
You just
he watched QVC, my nigga.
You don't like movies with melanin. All
right, so we don't have to do movies because we did that a little bit. Let's do food. What's a pet peeve of yours, food wise?
A pet peeve,
like something that like yo when you see that shit and niggas eating it.
Oh,
like,
I got a good
fucking
story for you.
I
hold on,
hate that.
I got you. All right,
hold the story. Give me the food.
What? So all right, so mayonnaise.
That's a good
mayonnaise.
One. That's a good
mayonnaise.
One.
I can tell you why. No, I do not fuck with mayonnaise, and I'll literally I'll eat anything. So obviously I'm not.
First off,
I'm not eating meat. Obviously, but that's just because I chose.
Mayonnaise that. Is egg yolks, oils, acid, whether it be lemon juice or some sort of vinegar. Far,
fat.
Yeah, bro. I honestly.
That's
like,
it. That's foul.
All right, so
crazy.
Obviously, niggas.
You emulsify it.
Obviously, niggas.
I can make mayonnaise right here.
But it wasn't because, like, pause. I said, like, I hated meat. It was just because I was like, yo, I just want to try this shit, see how long I could do it.
Wait, pescatarian, that's the ones that only,
yeah, only
eat fish?
Yeah, so yeah. I only eat fish.
It's been no about, fish are friends, not food, right?
Well, yeah, of course, to be honest with you. But it's like, if I'm going to do the lesser of two evils, like, for me, I was like, okay, I'm going to try this pescatarian shit. But it wasn't like, okay, because I hate meat. It was just like, America get funny and how they grow shit and GMOs, which they do with fish, too. But fish meat is less tender, is less, like, actual, you know what I'm saying, like, meat. In the whole entire thing, so I felt like I just wanted to try it and shit.
So his was mayonnaise,
but mayonnaise. I seen a nigga drink a big packet of mayonnaise. When I was 6 years old at a summer camp, so it was hot in that room.
I seen a chick,
and it was in a classroom in school.
I seen
no,
chick.
You don't understand.
No,
I don't understand.
No, I seen a chick eat like mayonnaise. Out of a jar for like the Guinness World Record. Yo, that shit was like the most disgusting.
Yo, that
thing
is
ever.
So no,
but this dude
wild.
Had it like this though. This little kid had it like this with the shit. It was like the rip, yo, like the big.
Yo,
was,
kids
like,
just
shit,
be really
and
doing
he
shit.
Squeezed it into his mouth.
Hey, yo,
that's like, come on, bro. Come on, hey. Bro.
Yo, that visual was great. Yo,
that
I hope
was
you,
stupid.
Fern, you got that.
He has to get it. It's somewhere on the
yo, somebody got you. I hope the fucking they zoomed in like because you was fucking fucking.
Bro
took the two hands and was tweaking.
So you understand why the fuck I don't like mayonnaise.
Yeah.
So you understand why the fuck I don't like no fucking mayonnaise.
Yo, like, we put it like that shit, nigga. I understand. Elo, what's yours?
I don't know.
How
man.
Do you
think,
bro? It's everything yeah, else.
So I hate. Yo.
Let Elo go.
I'm kind of there with him, but I hate anywhere. I'm somewhere and I see like coleslaw. It's just like, all right, y'all just disrespected everything else that was brought here. Why is this here next to everything else? This never belongs.
Yo,
in,
coleslaw
in never
coleslaw
in
does
anything.
Not belong on the side of anything. It should not
thank
be like
you. Like a side.
But I will
you
say
coleslaw
on like a sandwich though, or like a certain type of burger.
Nasty bastard.
Nah, bro.
I'll do some fried fish with some coleslaw
on a sandwich.
On a sandwich,
like,
a
that should
bit
be
buffalo.
Bussing.
You
feel
saying?
Me? Like that shit different.
Yeah, I'm skinny,
but just
fat,
just
skinny.
Niggas eat coleslaw with the fork. Nasty work. Shit,
yeah.
Just with the fork raw diddy? Nah, don't do that.
Wait, what?
See, I kind of like coleslaw like a little bit, but.
How do you even make coleslaw? And what is coleslaw made out of?
I just coleslaw know just, is, so you're going to have.
It's mayonnaise.
Onions. Ready? Ready? I'm about to spin it. I'm about to piss you off. So you got cabbage.
Without that much mayonnaise.
Shredded cabbage. Sometimes you do red and green. You'll take shredded carrots. For the coleslaw dressing, you'll take mayo, red wine vinegar, salt, sugar, a little bit of celery seed, some salt, and you'll make that into your dressing. And then you'll take that and you'll fold it into your all the shredded veg that you have, and you'll mix that together. And you'll go for the consistency that you're looking for. That's how you make any slaw. So I can make a slaw of anything. Yeah.
Oh, slaw is a thing.
Yeah, slaw is a thing. So I can make a slaw. I can make a slaw with apples. I can make a slaw with radishes.
Apple slaw? See, I never heard of slaw.
Yeah, so like.
Yeah, you can keep that like, on your whole chef hand, but y'all can keep that over there.
Bro.
Radish slaw?
Yeah.
Shout out to all the slaws.
I can do whatever, bro. Shout out to all the slaws.
Yeah.
Bro, what's your food pet peeve?
Chitlins. I've never eaten
chitlins.
Yeah, all right. Bro.
Yeah, like, yeah,
I never had it.
I never had it, but I don't know.
Wait, are we doing pet peeves or like foods that we hate?
Just pet peeves like
yo, because no, that
like,
is a pet peeve.
Food related. All
right,
like,
so all right. Because
with food,
mine.
If you see it and you don't fuck with it, you're like, I ain't fine. All right,
yeah, can I change mine then?
Go ahead, what you got?
One of my biggest pet peeves is just like when niggas burn french fries.
Define burn.
Like,
I wonder what your level
of
burn
is. Yeah, I feel a little pain.
My definition of burnt, I want to say if it's singed, to a crisp.
As soon as you bought it? As soon as you bit it?
Yeah, like as soon as you bite it, it just
like,
crunch and no part, like, I'm
it's
talking
no,
like,
it's no potato.
It was no potato in that.
No potato, just
no
all
tato
crunch. Like, if I wanted chips, I would have bought chips.
Now, my shit
what they call it in Britain?
we're not doing this.
I hate motherfuckers eat and leave the sauce in their mouth. I'm like, come on.
Pause.
Yo,
I mean,
nah. Pause on episode.
That was crazy.
Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, but nah.
And nine times out of ten, that shit be mayonnaise.
Yeah, yo. I don't fuck with white sauce. Oof. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with tartar sauce, mayonnaise, on ranch, blue cheese.
I've seen you eat Alfredo in here.
Shut up.
I've seen you eat salad in this building.
You know what, though? You have seen me eat Alfredo.
Mentioning salad.
Nah, you have seen me eat Alfredo.
I'm two
Alfredo.
For a dollar. She's
but
two
you
for
know what,
dollar.
Though? It's like, but even with it, there's some things that it can taste good within the most two of the things. Okay, I fuck with the salmon. I fuck with the noodles. So you put a little Alfredo, you want to drown my shit? I could deal with that. That's fine. It'd be too much going on sometimes.
If I had to pick, so I got two. I really, 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 really have a disdain for watching people order steak past medium.
Oh, when people ask me, they be like, well done.
I tell them, honestly,
I don't think you should do it.
Like, it makes me, only because, like I feel like you shouldn't have to put sauce on things. Like, certain things you shouldn't have to put sauce on.
You feel me?
That's how I feel about chicken tenders. Nobody understands me, dog.
Shut up, bitch. We can agree on that.
Thank you.
I should be able to enjoy the food without the extra sauce. Yeah. So, like, when I order a nice steak, you can get them with chimichurri, house steak sauce, whatever you want to do, hollandaise, whatever. But when I order a nice steak, what do we put on it? Like, nothing.
We ain't put nothing on that
nothing.
Shit.
Nothing.
That shit was juicy, natural like it was flavor. Fucking Minute Maid.
Natural flavor, bro. And that, I feel like that's how things should be. So
you
so
really talking right
when,
now.
When I see people eat a steak past medium, bro, like I just look at them and I'm like, yo, you don't care about you. And I don't want to hear you. I don't want to see you send it back like, oh, it's not good, this, that, and the third. Because, like, you didn't care about it. When you ordered it medium well, like you, when you ordered it medium well, trying to feel like you were fancy, oh, I don't eat it well done, trying to be like you was better than the other niggas. Look at me. Zoom in right here. You're not better. You're not. You're the same. It's a hint of pink. It's that much less. It's not that much different. So I think everyone should eat their steak medium. That shit aggravates me. Yo, Elo, I'm willing to bet my whole check.
How about you cook a steak, bring it to this motherfucker medium, have him try it, and then he gonna admit to you
yo,
on
I'll
the show.
I'll do that shit. I'll do that shit next
visual,
fucking episode.
On the fucking Ooh. Visual and tell
I'll
you that
do it.
It's
I'll
better.
Do it.
It's better. You
I'll do it next
dates,
episode if he bout it.
Bring medium and bring well done or whatever you how you how
niggas
you
bout it.
He not bout it.
Niggas not bout it.
Come on,
he gonna do it, Lo.
Look, I be gay. Look. Check this out.
Niggas bout it?
Y'all know damn well I'm not eating no motherfucking
steak.
Oh,
why?
Hold on. I don't know that.
Smell like bitch in here. All you smell like bitch to me.
Ooh.
So that's what we're going to do. Results of childhood playground insults.
Yes.
To try to force me and peer pressure me to eat steak.
Well.
I won't stand for it.
Yes.
I'm better than that.
You're not.
Now, if we put some bread on the fucking line. Maybe I can eat some bread. Bro, you're just pulling out the wallet, bro. Wow, how much bread are we talking then?
Bro,
not me. I'll eat some raw steak for some bread, bro.
This the Uncle Sam card, bro. What you want to do?
Yeah. Hamas.
I'm one of the
y'all hearing
niggas,
this on air right
I'm,
now.
I'm one of the few niggas, by the way. Nah, do you say yours first?
What you want to do? What you want to do?
I'm not going to, dig into your pockets. You tell me,
what
bro.
You want to do?
Bro, you ain't saying nothing. Well, you name a price, bro.
It don't
let
matter,
you know,
bro.
You threw out the water, so you should probably name out the price.
Bro,
exactly.
I don't have to name no price. He the one that said he want to talk money. He said he want to talk money.
Put a bottle on it?
Right, put a bottle on it. Put a bottle for Friday.
No,
bottle for
no,
Friday.
No,
we celebrate Ivan Lugo's birthday.
You know?
Put a bottle on it.
I don't
want to
adapt for his money.
Put a bottle on it?
Yo, I love Ivan, but Ivan not eating the steak. I am.
But you only gotta eat a piece of it.
The fuck?
You only gotta eat a piece of it.
Even if it's a piece, nigga. That's
so. All right. So real quick, let's clarify what the bet is. The bet is that the well done will not be better than the medium rare.
Oh, that's what we bet. I'm not betting on what's gonna be better. Nothing, nigga. I don't eat this shit.
So what?
I thought the bet was not me. Like
you don't eat steak.
Niggas was gonna pay me to eat some steak.
Oh no, I'm not doing that.
All right then, fuck out of here. Fuck this and fuck the steak, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Anyway. We're going to segue real quick. R.I.P. R.I.P. Shock G.
Oh, damn.
Definitely.
R.I.P. Terrence Clark.
Damn, that was kind of mad sad.
Yeah. Bro, that's life, though. Like, life will hit your ass. Life going to hit
bricks.
Whenever it's time for life to hit your ass, that motherfucker going to hit your
they
ass.
They just had DMX's funeral Saturday, too. So.
That's why he's got to live.
You said who funeral?
DMX.
Yeah, Word.
They live streamed it.
He did. He came through on a monster truck, bro. They
legendary.
Did,
bro, right. That's a Barclays, yo,
life,
man.
Life is very special, man. Life is very, very special. And that shit could go at any motherfucking moment for the simplest of things. Because you decided to make a left at this light instead of a left at that light. Now you're in a situation versus not being in a situation. Because you was texting or maybe texting on, like.
Now I got to take a different route home. Whatever, you just made me scared.
Like, well, not even like that. Just in general, this could happen to any motherfucker in the world. Like, yeah. So just, that's why you got to lay that shit every day, bro.
Every fucking day.
Fucking Tyrese. I seen Tyrese and Danny Fox boys today.
Yeah. That nigga shaved this girl's coochie on Instagram.
Are you serious? I was just thinking today, yo. When I saw the video of Tyrese with Jamie Foxx, like him giving him the award he won for Soul, I'm like, that's so good. I haven't seen Tyrese's name in the tabloids for a minute.
And you just tell
me, did you just fucking tell me?
And what's today, that's right? Today's intuition. The 26th.
That was today,
right? April 26th.
And what day he did?
Shout out to Tyrese. That's my
bro. They got a photo of him with the razor looking at the camera, bro, like
he shaved her.
All right, so first off, before you look for the footage,
I had this shit loaded up when we started, Nikki.
I just want to say, even though me and Tyrese kind of wearing a similar outfit, I mean, I got on a burgundy tech, he got on a burgundy Adidas. And there's no relation.
Oh, man.
But is that not goals? Like, do niggas not want to be there for their lady and be able to help them get in between the nooks and crannies and the crevices?
Not on camera to millions of followers.
Yo.
What if that's what they into? Like, what then,
if that's what they into, then I don't give a fuck. Then that's cool as hell. And if y'all are that liberated within yourselves, then that's fire. It just depends on whether or not you feel like being that liberated.
If that's your thing, then that's your thing. No, she captioned the post.
Oh, she posted it.
Yeah, it was on her live. Oh. Niggas did this live on IG. Live shit.
So she knew it was live, so she wanted this.
Bro, she captioned it, "I will never let go of my king, but does your man shave you though?"
Wait, the vagina's on, like,
shout out to Tyrese.
No. Nah, so like it's Tyrese's face, but she got the toes, so you can see the toes behind
it. It looks like how like she's looking at, like, how you would think she would see you in Missionary.
Yeah. All right, horny man.
I'm just saying, that's how it was.
You be shaving coochie?
Nah.
Swear to God.
Nah.
I'll shave some coochie.
You ain't swear to God.
I'll shave some coochie. I
never did it. I said no, I won't do it.
You would do it? You'll shave your girl coochie?
Yeah.
Fuck that. How y'all like it? I like it bald, though.
I don't give a fuck. Well, as long as it's not super, like, as long as it
don't look like the 80s out this motherfucker. You shaving your girl coochie, bro?
I do.
I would, but
it's based on circumstance.
No, it's not even that it's based on circumstance. I got shaky hands in situations with shit like
know
that.
Yourself.
How might you might have to do it when she's pregnant, right?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I know.
Not necessarily. Some women
but
is thugs, that, yo.
That's different. Like,
some women is thugs.
I got shaky hands in normal circumstances, but under pressure. Under pressure, I'm a fucking surgeon with certain shit. But I don't know if I want to play with a razor near labias. Like,
yeah, nah. That's definitely Max.
Yeah, nah, exactly.
That's Max.
Understandable.
We're a labia friendly household around here.
How do y'all feel about like sharing things like on social? Like, would y'all? Well, no, not.
Where
like
are you that. Going?
I was about to say.
Can y'all niggas let me fucking talk? But like, in terms of like what you share on social media, like, would you post a pic with your girl in the bed, like with you, or like a video,
like a video of us fucking?
Like D-Way style?
Nah,
like on
that.
The close friends?
Like you and your girl.
Like, would I wild out on the close friends, or would I like?
No, like you and your girl, like naked, but not really naked. Like naked enough to where people know you naked, but you're not really naked.
Like, and that's my meat, or like?
Yo, what?
I'm not talking about none of that.
Like, yo, that's definitely Shake's meat, or like?
If y'all both in a living room.
Like a lusty pic.
Like a super lusty pic, like y'all both naked in a living room.
Like my titty and her titty.
But she had
the
nipple, though.
My nipple, her nipple. Both us nippling.
Like, or you nibbling on nippling type shit. But not really nibbling on
or her licking my nipple.
Yeah, her licking your nipple. Would you put that on the grill?
Hamas, amigos.
Yo, I'm not going to hold you. That's
if you got money, you don't like have to worry about your brand. You don't have to.
As like a reverse pregnancy flick. Like, I'm breastfeeding.
Yo, what?
Shut up, bitch.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Yo, what? Yo.
Like, no.
Yo, how did you come to that conclusion?
I do like when girls suck my nipples.
Yeah, that shit busting. That shit busting. You get your ass ate?
I haven't.
Have you had it done?
Look, I haven't looked.
We here now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, now we here.
I'm fucking wild.
This is what
you had your ass ate?
No, I have not.
Would you do it though?
In theory.
Sick love, gather drugs. Just came out.
Yeah. In theory, maybe. In practice, I don't know. I don't know if I'll get there.
Would you get your ass ate?
My mom might be watching this.
If I got there to get there, then yeah. Then I think so. Like if I got there to get there, but if I ain't get there, yo, then I can't get there.
If it happened, it happened.
guys, it's great.
Vegas?
It's great. Not speaking on where it happened. It's a good time.
I plead the fifth.
No. I black, I know the.
Oh,
no,
black. What?
Nigga, good time. You see the white bitch away, he's like, who fucking happened?
40 out of 10 so recommend. Not saying you just go around doing it all the time. I will say that it's an experience and a half.
So you got your booty in.
Yes.
I'm not about to just.
Yo,
hold up.
Nah,
everybody shut the fuck up.
Hold up.
Everybody.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Yo.
Not that there's anything wrong with getting your ass ate.
At all.
But since you decided to tell us, you know what I mean? Now you're going to have to paint the picture, player. So I just want to know, bro.
Are you asking if it was?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Everybody relax.
Shit. Yo, son.
Everybody relax.
Son, if you was on all fours, bro.
Nah, I was on all fours.
I need to ask this nigga.
Yo, we here.
Yo, there's ways you could do it without it. If you stand.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you. We gonna get to it.
Nigga, we gonna get to it. Inside.
Remember, he said he doesn't know.
I don't know, but I'm just feeling like you gotta
hold up.
You gotta be calculated.
Ain't like bro, what?
You want to let's paint the picture.
Hey, oh, my God.
We coming back. We coming right back.
You don't got to come back to me.
We coming back, though, bro. So, I just want to know, because you said it's great.
It's a great time.
Oh, Tony the Tiger head ass nigga.
Great.
I just want to know, was you sitting back
with your legs
with
in the
air? Knees, you know what I mean?
Like this joint?
How much?
Or was you motherfucking like, or was you fucking like perched over like the banister?
So it's not to like, say it's not to say that it's happening.
Or hold on, let me hold on. Or was you on some Captain Morgan shit? You on some Captain Morgan shit with the one leg up?
With the one leg up, I
trigger one like right.
So off rip the first time. It was the first time I ever had it done.
Hey, Shay, come on, man.
Word. All right, word. Yo, first time, it's like the, I wasn't planking exactly.
How much?
But I wasn't not either. And then she kind of, you know,
I wasn't not either. What the fuck do that mean?
She kind of just.
Wait.
Because you can't try to do it. Because trying to do something is impossible. You can't try to do nothing.
You know,
it's either you do it or you don't. So you did it or you didn't.
She spread your ass.
The cute dogs start out like this.
I'm fucking wild.
She hit one of these joints on my booty and shit. Hit the Randy.
Oh my God.
Shut up. And then. And then it was just a tongue flick. So now she's circling this shit. It was flick? Max. So she spat in it too.
She spit in it with hate.
How much? That's the shit we fucking looking for, nigga. If you get this story about 15 minutes, you'll be good. The rest of you'll be good after that.
Bro.
Hamas.
Oh my God.
Crazy experience. Like I said before, 40 out of 10 recommend, but just make sure you good. Like, don't do that shit sober, my nigga. Like, be drunk as fuck. But, and then, all right, maybe. I'm not going too extensive on this on the air, but there's other variations.
That's it. Are we on the air?
It's other ways you can do it. But it's like, I feel like there's a lot of like stereotypes or like
I'm about to ask y'all a question after you done.
Scary shit that needs to be like afraid to explore, like whatever. Bro, the way I can see it, if a woman is doing it to me, bro, I'm straight.
You straight.
As long as she's not put it like the that's like the limit for me. So I've reached maximum. Like we're not exerting nothing inside me, but what I will say to you is that if a woman is doing it, bro,
you good.
The way I say, I'd be like, all right, like I've like.
Then you good?
Look, for real.
You gotta keep it into perspective, man. And especially if you with somebody and y'all together for an elongated period of time, you got to spice this shit up because that missionary. Yeah, that shit
busts, but it's not busting the same every time.
It ain't gonna bust after you 750 fucks in. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna do that.
Women be like, my coochie's still good. Like, yeah, it's good, but I mean, let's add some. You know,
yeah. Hey, but for them too though.
Let's add some chemical X. Like, fuck, let's jazz this shit up.
Yo, so do y'all know that Pam Grier cannot have kids because Richard Pryor would put cocaine like.
In the cootie cat?
I don't know if he was like opening her pussy and dripping it in there because she didn't know about
it. Wait, what?
But I think he was putting it on his meat and then because she didn't know about it until she went and she got examined. But yeah, Richard Pryor, he was on that shit.
Hey, yo.
That's Max, bro.
No more wine for you, bro. Where did that come from?
That's crazy.
I'm saying like, because people do shit. People use drugs during sex. Some people say, yo, we fucking
like,
crazy.
Yo, in Wolf of Wall Street, he blew cocaine in her booty hole.
I had sex with ecstasy before. And it's cool. I would blow cocaine in some booty hole. For sure.
Not on purpose. I mean, not without consent, but I would definitely probably
consent.
Yeah,
consent is everything. We talking about, we pass consent. We talking about consent. Right. Yeah. We talking about full consent. Like, fuck, I don't need to.
Are we wilding?
No.
I mean, we did just come from Vegas.
To each his
They're looking at us like we crazy.
Well, yeah. I didn't.
I've been wilding the whole episode.
Us? Just us?
Yeah, y'all too.
Oh.
I just want to say that I'm happy that you ain't sit on some young woman's face.
Yeah, Rakesh.
Like we would have to pray for her, bro. That's all I was hoping.
This nigga leaked. That's what he said. He said that's how this nigga shit. He said I came out like Rakesh. She tried. I made shorty to stink free.
Come on. And then you give it a worm.
The worm.
Wait, I never thought about that. The worm and Rakesh. It's not an accident that it was the worm who was with Rakesh who was putting his ass in niggas' faces.
Yo,
it's not a coincidence. I never thought about that.
Niggas is freaky. Boy name was Scotty Too Hottie.
Scotty Too Hottie, who was doing the worm.
Butt naked up top, big leather pants on the bottom.
His partner was.
With a red mohawk, wilding, and a vest. His man was a Hawaiian sumo wrestler.
With no clothes on.
With no clothes on.
Shaking his ass niggas' face.
A blonde slick back.
With them sitting with. Oh.
With beads hanging from his thighs.
So yeah, there was I smartened up, opened the market up. Cause that was like that was like 01, 02 for niggas doing that, and now look what the fuck they're doing out here 2021. 1 million, 2 million.
Yo, Vince McMahon is a criminal. The fact that he was letting
criminals
get
be
that
the
off,
geniuses, bro, it's bad.
Yo, facts.
Criminals be the geniuses, bro.
Sam, Vince McMahon had Kurt Angle,
yo,
on cocaine and milk. He had Stone Cold Steve Austin cracking beers, getting caught from the audience. He had Rakishi throwing booty in niggas' faces.
It was mad shit.
What about that one nigga that used to like hump niggas?
Booker
like,
T. Wait, who said nigga?
Are you talking about Mr.
Or
Hulk Hogan? Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
That's what he said, right? Yeah. But yo, I got two questions.
Yo, y'all remember the one? Yo, people always look at me crazy when I tell them, yo, you ever remember the dude with the one leg and his finishing move was to take off his prosthetic leg and jump from the top rope and do a backflip? That was his finishing move. And niggas thought I was crazy.
Hey, that's like he's trying to catch a fish.
Does anyone else remember this person?
I don't remember.
Bro,
that.
Yo, people will remember it. Like, he was on SmackDown.
I remember. All right, so, all right, two questions. One. Would y'all do cocaine?
I've done cocaine.
I've done cocaine too.
Nah.
I'm cool.
Nah.
All right, so we're still the wild ones.
Do y'all think sexuality is a spectrum?
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Yes. So then you can't say yeah. So does that, so do you,
so, so
if you yeah. notice I didn't answer, I was like,
all right, yeah, this is a nasty question.
Yeah, so now like, you're
but not, it's a real question though. They'll believe that nobody's 100% straight.
Oh, no, I don't like no dick, bro.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying.
I'm
well, you know that. You know that. I know that. Y'all know that. Mm-hmm. I will die for my ass. I don't give a fuck. I've been saying that.
Ain't no nigga protecting his bussy with his life.
I'm protecting. I'm saying all of it. I would die.
You know what?
Nigga Zig got a bussy barrier.
I would die.
Is that it? Is that the name? Bussy barrier?
I would die.
You know what I mean? Bussy barrier, that's the name. We all here, right? All right, word.
But I'm saying, though, do y'all think sexuality is special? With that being the case?
Based on what you're saying, I think, yeah. I guess, potentially, sure.
Yeah.
Cool. So you just asking that to ask that? Where are you going with this?
Nah, just because, like, we see shit with women. Like, women kind of do whatever the fuck they want sexually, but they can't do whatever the fuck they want, like, I guess. They can do whatever the fuck they want, but out in the world, men give women a harder time with everything else in the world. Except about who they fucking, whether it's men or women.
We got a good point. Yeah. Got a good point there. That was an interesting way to kind of land that in, because I was wondering where that was going. Not gonna lie.
I'm saying though, so what, niggas wanna fuck niggas? Is that what we asking?
No.
Niggas. That's not the type of time I'm on. I'm just trying to see if that's what niggas was on.
Nah, like, I'm putting it like, we are not diving into that. We're not diving into no niggas fucking niggas. We're not diving into no booty hoes. Fucking, this has been episode 7 of the End of Regulation podcast. Yes.
Look how uncomfortable niggas get. You mentioned fucking niggas. That's crazy. Let's wrap this shit up then, man.
We got fucking Zig Love here. It's fucking, yo. I'm Shake.
Yo, make sure y'all go bump that Love and Drugs, man. It's everywhere. It's every fucking
low.
What happened?
It's fucking low.
Wait, shit. Nah. Say that one more time, please, Zig.
Make sure y'all go bump that Love and Drugs everywhere. L-U-V-E. All
right, then.
Now you getting it.
It's a ball game.
So I'ma work every day till I get the fanny straight. I get the fanny straight. Yeah. I walk in this bitch. Promethazine got me coughing and shit. Leaning my left, terror squad in this bitch. Audience lit. Heard there's some Zig, now they offer me shit. Talking a bit. She wanna fuck, but I got me a bitch. She says so what, so that got me a bitch. Can't fuck it up, but she wants to and shit. Yeah. I walk in this bitch. Promethazine got me coughing and shit. Leaning my left, terror squad in this bitch. Audience lit. Heard them some sick, now they offer me shit. Talking a bit. She wanna fuck, but I got me a bitch. She says so what, so that got me a bitch. Can't fuck it up, but she wants to and shit.